Let's turn now to the state of the economy and listen to this one number, 2.9%. That's how much the U.S. economy shrank or tanked in the first quarter of 2014. We haven't seen such a bad number for 5 years. Now, this is the third estimate from the U.S. Commerce Department, and it's at odds with a previous estimate of just a 1% contraction. But we're also being told the economy is expected to bounce right back during the second quarter. It's a little hard to understand, and Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC, is with me now to help explain. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
When I read the number 2.9%, it seemed like either an anomaly or a disaster, because those are depression numbers, a shrink in GDP.
That's a really bad number. And it's funny because we knew that the first 3 months of this year weren't that good. I mean, you're just saying some of the initial estimates showed that. But I don't think anyone necessarily felt that we were in a recession, that it was that bad. And this isn't to say that we are, but those are the sorts of numbers that you would say were going down that course. But it's funny because a lot of people expected this number. They didn't think it was going to be this bad, but they knew that it would be worse than what the previous estimates were. The main reasons for it was a drop in consumer spending and largely a drop in healthcare spending, because there had been some initial estimates that with the implementation of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, that there was more money being spent on healthcare. That turned out not to be the case. So that was a big reason why the number dropped. Another reason was the U.S. was just exporting a lot less goods and services than it had before. So that's the reason for the decrease. You're seeing most economists are saying, hey, things are going to get better. We expect to see a big rebound in these 3 months we're in right now, the second quarter of the year. The question is, where do we go from here? You know, was that an anomaly, or are we just kind of just dragging along?
Well, how do we square that with all the other reports that I've been reading about strong consumer confidence? You mentioned consumer spending was down. When you see a number like 2.9%, that's such a drastic dip, it kind of cuts against all those other things I thought I knew about what people are willing to spend.
Yeah, and I think the expectation is that you will see a lot of economists, you'll even see the Federal Reserve most likely come out and adjust downwards how much they think the economy will grow this year. This is the big conundrum right now, that you're seeing things look better. You're seeing there's decent job growth that's happening. You're seeing businesses looking like they're starting to spend money on expansion. So those are all good signs. But at the same time, you're also seeing some inflation really starting to go up. Right now, the food index, this is, you know, where we spend our money on meat and things like that, it's posted its largest increase in about 3 years.
That's prices. Prices are going up.
Prices are going up for things like food, for shelter, for things where, you know, real people live. And if you're paying more for those sorts of things, then you have less money to spend elsewhere, and that can actually lead to the economy not growing. So this is the big conundrum here, which is, are we muddling along? Is this just going to be another lackluster year? Or what will it take for us to take off? Were these first 3 months of the year just a complete anomaly, or something deeper is happening?
Let's talk about healthcare real quick, because it's a gigantic part of the economy. 17% is in the healthcare sector. Obamacare was supposed to either lead to drastic increases in health spending if you were against Obamacare, or if you were for Obamacare, lead to increases in spending, but in a good way. More people have insurance. They can go to the doctor. They can get treated. People make money on those services. But neither of those things are happening.
I think the jury's out right now. I think the initial number showed that there was less spending in healthcare at the first 3 months of the year. I think we're just going to have to see how it plays out in terms of what individuals spend, what corporations spend, and how the healthcare system behaves with the Affordable Care Act.
It's
now,
just too new.
It's too new.
Yeah, they need a couple years for it to marinate and see how it affects the system.
Exactly.
Yeah, interesting, because healthcare is such a gigantic part of overall economic performance. That's Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.